This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, March 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Tulare Lake facing SGMA probation. CAFO ban cleared for ballot. Meet RFK Jr.'s ag-interested running mate. Tulare Lake recommended for SGMA probation. The State Water Board is holding its first hearing next month to determine next steps for the first of several groundwater basins deemed inadequate. Staff recommending the board put the Tulare Lake subbasin on probation. According to a report released Wednesday, that would require pumpers to measure, report, and pay fees for their extractions, with larger pumpers installing meters. If the deficiencies persist at the end of the probationary period, the state would temporarily take over control. Keep in mind, the board voted to cut the pumping fees in half last week and will tailor them to each basin's unique challenges, yet it maintained a $300 annual base fee for each well. The board established the initial fees in 2017 under the assumption that some basins would not be covered by a local agency and the state would have to develop those plans from scratch. Ag interests worried about the cumulative impact of the fees combined with other ongoing board fees for regulatory programs. The Westside Water Authority, which oversees a portion of the Tulare Lake subbasin, urged the board to recognize the proactive steps that farmers and water managers took to reduce pumping prior to SGMA. Regulatory Manager Morgan Campbell told the board that landowners have fallowed 13,000 acres at a loss of $400 million in market value. The region has also pioneered large-scale groundwater banking projects. On that note, Republican Assemblymember Vince Fong of Bakersfield has filed a measure to protect small farmers from steep pumping fees when they have invested in groundwater recharge projects. Sonoma CAFO ban qualifies for ballot. Animal rights groups have gathered enough signatures to tack a proposal onto the November ballot asking Sonoma County residents to approve a CAFO ban. The county registrar confirmed more than 25,000 signatures on Wednesday, about 6,000 above the required threshold. The activists claimed that limiting concentrated animal feeding operations would prevent the suffering of millions of animals and set the stage for other bans in California and elsewhere. UK lifts tariffs on raw almonds. The United Kingdom has lifted tariffs on raw almonds, a move that could save importers in that country about $4 million a year and boost U.S. exports. The Almond Board of California had been pushing for suspension of the tariffs. This will certainly benefit UK consumers with increased availability of healthy almond products, said Julie Adams, ABC's Vice President for Global Technical and Regulatory Affairs. We are grateful for our longtime partnership with the UK Nut and Dried Fruit Trade Association and appreciate the UK government's approval of the application to suspend tariffs on almonds. The 4% tariff on in-shell almonds and 2% duty on raw kernels were put in place when the UK left the European Union in 2021. The Nut and Dried Fruit Trade Association represents processors who buy almonds. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. RFK Jr. running mate brings ag policy interest. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has settled on a running mate, and it turns out to be a California lawyer with a strong interest in regenerative agriculture. RFK Jr. has virtually no chance of winning the presidency, but polls show he could draw enough votes to be a factor at a close race between President Biden and former President Donald Trump. Nicole Shanahan, 38, a fellow at the Stanford Center for Legal Informatics and founder of Clear Access IP, a patent management firm. The Kennedy campaign called her, quote, an attorney, tech entrepreneur, and philanthropist. Shanahan, quote, cares about healing our children, protecting our environment, restoring our soils, and getting the chemicals out of our food, Kennedy said. Now take note, Shanahan heads the Bio Echo Foundation. It funds projects related to reproductive longevity and equality, criminal justice reform, and a healthy and livable planet. One of those projects involves studying and promoting planting of prairie strips in the Midwest. The foundation also helpful to fund the work of the White House Hunger Task Force. Shanahan was married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin, one of the richest people in the world. According to Real Clear Polling, which looks at an average of polls, Trump is 1.6 points ahead of Biden in a two-way race, but 5.4 points ahead with RFK Jr. in the race. USDA details new EU ag flexibility. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service is out with a summary of the regulatory changes that the European Union is making in the wake of this winter's farmer protests. Among the changes being made, the EU is removing a requirement that farmers either fallow a minimum share of arable land or put it in hedges and trees. Member countries will instead, quote, be required to establish an eco scheme, which would reward farmers who choose to keep these non-productive areas, FAS says. EU countries also will be getting some flexibility on crop rotation requirements. Countries can choose to either rotate or diversify their crops, a move that will help farmers manage periods of drought or excessive rainfall. There also will be more flexibility in the timing of soil cover requirements. Farmers have been complaining about calendar farming, FAS says. Finally, here's today's He Said It. By prioritizing environmental justice and taking action to protect the health and well-being of all residents, we can create a more equitable and sustainable future for generations to come. That California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who signed on to a letter with five of his counterparts in other Democratic states, urging U.S. EPA to take more aggressive actions against meat and poultry processors over waste discharge. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, March 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.